50s were quiescent, very much like the 1920s. The 60s, it broke again, rather like the 1930s. There was a lot of ferment, and it aroused the usual fear. Ever since then, from the early 70s, there has been a major attempt to carry out another Red Scare case, essentially, to beat back the population to conformity and quiescence. It's kind of interesting that this time it hasn't worked. That's one of the, maybe the first time in American history where the cycle hasn't really worked out. A rather interesting phenomenon with a lot of consequences. Again, not much time to talk about it. That's what we're right in the middle of. The new slogan in the early 70s was called by the liberals the crisis of democracy. As the chairman of the political science department over at Harvard put it, the Eaton professor of the science of government, I love that title, speaking for the science of government, he deplored the crisis of democracy, the fact that societies were becoming ungovernable, essentially because the rabble was trying to enter the public arena, and that made it ungovernable. Unspoken in all of these discussions is that somebody's allowed into the public arena. Who? Well, not allowed to say that bad word. But the public are not allowed in. Samuel Huntington almost gave it away. He kind of referred nostalgically to the Truman administration period when Truman, as he put it, had been able to govern the country with the help of a few Wall Street lawyers and financiers. Well, that's a little kind of on the vulgar Marxist side, and it wasn't quite that, but you get the idea, sort of had the general idea correct. In those days, there was no crisis of democracy. That's exactly the way things were supposed to be, but now there's been a crisis, women and blacks and young people and old people and farmers and all these bad types were trying to enter the public arena to press their demands, and that just made the society ungovernable. It had been fine under, when you had a couple of Wall Street lawyers and financiers doing it.